Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Tonight is Monday, June 17th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about a lot of things. I apologize for the late delay on getting the show started, and the truth is I may have to take a break here to take care of some business, but I wanted to make sure I got out there that, you know, with everything that's happened today, with the situation, with the Supreme Court once again violating its role, you know, and saying Arizona, striking down the Arizona voter ID, it all means we have no rule of law. Being a citizen, there is no such thing as citizenship. There is no such thing as being an American anymore. And that's what S-744 Amnesty is going to do. S-744 will be the nail in the coffin to totally destroy this country. We will have fallen. And excuse me, hold on, I will be right back. Well, I hope you're still out there listening. But the point is, today, we have to realize we are in bad shape, that the fall of the United States is one bill away. Amnesty will be the ultimate fall of the United States of America. We have no sovereignty, we have no borders, we have no rule of law, we have no constitution. There isn't, anybody can come into this country and do what they want to do. It's that simple. Now, tonight, unfortunately, I'm having to cut the show. I'm going to put you on hold one more time here and attempt to get back to you within the next 15 minutes. If I'm not able to do that, then I will have to just cancel the show for tonight and try to make it up on Thursday. So please take time to call every representative you can. Protest S744 is all about amnesty. It has absolutely nothing to do with what we need to do to save this country. It will destroy this country. It will be an invasion. It's an invasion of illegals. That's what it is. It's an invasion of it's the invasion and takeover of our country. And our Americans going to sit there while their country is invaded and taken over by a bunch of illegals. Because that's what it is. That is totally what it is. And the people who did this, Marco Rubio, John McCain, Jeff Flake, and not just them. Of course, you've got the Gang of Eight. You've got the Gang of Eight who put this all together, but they weren't the ones that they didn't do it by themselves. You've got the Supreme Court who doesn't know the Constitution. You have Supreme Court justices who say the Constitution's outdated and they don't believe in it anymore. This is nuts. This is totally, totally nuts. We have got to get out there. People have got to, Americans, be Americans. Forget the Republican crap. Forget the Democrat. Forget the Libertarian. Forget all that crap. Be an American. They haven't taken away our guns yet, but that's what they will do next. They will take the guns because that is the whole reason we have the right to bear arms is to protect ourselves against a tyrannical government. I will be right back. I am back. Sorry about the crazy night tonight, but, that's what it's like when you actually work for a living. Sometimes your schedule gets kind of crazy. But the point is, it is up to us. We must shut this down. You have people like Jeb Bush out there saying we need amnesty because the Hispanics are more fertile. Their fertility is higher. They have more families. They have more love. This is what Jeb Bush said. And what Jeb Bush said is he's looking for slaves. Jeb Bush needs some more slaves. He needs these people to come in so they can do the work for the elitists like him. Jeb Bush is a communist. I mean, his family is. That's what they are. You can go back to Prescott Bush and when he aided Hitler. That's what they believe in. George Bush Jr. didn't want to secure the border either. He wanted immigration. And George Bush Sr. was one world order, a new world order, all one. The United Nations governs the world. There is no United States. That's what these people are about. And that's what they're doing now. Well, it's despicable what Rubio has done. Rubio is the biggest treasonous traitor there is. Jeb Bush is a treasonous traitor, too. John McCain is, too. Anybody that votes for S-744 is a treasonous traitor. They are promoting, aiding the enemy and allowing the invasion of this country. That's what they're doing. And if we don't stand up, there's going to be a rally in D.C. this week. I wish there was some way I could be there. I hope there's going to be a way that I can be there, do something here in Central Florida. But I am making all the phone calls. I'm doing everything I can from this location. I'm putting this message out there for you guys. Please, be Americans. Do not look at the stupid parties. The parties mean nothing. Liberal, progressive. John McCain is Republican. So what? Rubio, Marco Rubio, Marco Amnesty Rubio, is a Republican. Jeb Bush is a Republican. It means nothing. We have a group of 70 Americans in the House of Representatives who are out there fighting for us. We have got to do what we can to support them. We have got to let them know we are behind them. And we have got to make sure there is no doubt in anyone's mind we are not going to take it. With everything else that's gone on, with the spying on us, you know, Ben Franklin said, if you give up liberty for security, you will have neither. That's not the exact quote, but that's what it all means. You cannot give up liberty for security. You're a coward if you do that, and you will have neither. You will have no liberty, and you will have no security. And that's exactly what is happening to us right now. That is totally what's happening to us. They're taking over this country, Common Core education. And there again, you got Jeb Bush out there pushing Common Core. Common Core is communism. Communism. What we see happening in our country is just absolutely, absolutely terrible. If Americans do not unite as one people, we have fallen. 744, Senate Bill 744, is the end of the United States of America. Obamacare was bad enough. And the way they have done their best to try to take our guns away, but they haven't been able to do that. But if they had taken the guns away by now, this amnesty thing would have already been a done deal too. It would have even been faster. They do not believe in the Constitution. Anybody that supports S-744 and thinks it's okay for illegals to vote, that you should not be required to prove you're an American to vote, such as the Supreme Court, treasonous traitors, absolutely treasonous traitors. I'll be right back. Well, this has definitely been one crazy show. I am going to go ahead and wrap it up for tonight, and try to edit this so it all comes together so you don't have hear all these big old gaps in here. And if I edit it, you'll wonder what I'm talking about. Anyway, tonight has been some kind of a crazy night. We will talk more on Thursday. I promise, because I'm telling you, Amnesty S-744 is the end of the United States. It's the fall. It's the last straw. We have no rule of law. We have no constitution. We have no borders. We truly have no self-defense at all, because all of our military is going over someplace else. No one's protecting our homeland. They're spying on us. They're trying to disarm us. They're trying to indoctrinate children through Common Core. It's all of it. It's absolutely all of it. And this is all the fall of the United States of America. And without America, there is no free world. The one world order has taken over. That's what it's about. And I'm just asking you, please, please don't think about the stupid parties. Be Americans. When you say what you know, this is in a blog, somebody says something about, well, Rubio's not a Mexican, he's a Cuban-American. Well, that's my point, he's not an American. Be an American. We don't care. If you're truly an American, be one. But Rubio's not. His loyalty is to his Latino heritage. And he really could not care less about the United States. He's just as bad as Obama. He's not eligible to be the president. Not if you follow the Constitution. But there's those who would say that's okay, since we already have one person in there who's not eligible. Let's do it again. King Obama. And that's what it's going to be. King Obama. So King Rubio, you're not going to have a chance. The GOP, you're evil. You and the Democrats have lost your way. You stand for nothing. And George Washington warned us. The unprincipled actions of a few will usurp the will of the people. Will usurp the will of a nation for the will of a party. And you'll destroy us. And that's what you've done. But, I mean, the people let it. People were naive. We've had time. I've been trying to get people involved for years. So we got to make a change here. We stopped amnesty once. We can do it again. If we all come together as Americans. That's the only way. Well, anyway, I apologize for this being somewhat of a crazy night, and I'm going to wrap it up there for tonight. Please be Americans. When you look in the mirror, do you believe in the Constitution? Do you believe in freedom? And if more people within the United States of America, within this continent, believe in socialism and communism, then it doesn't matter. The masses will rule, and there will no longer be a free society in this world. Freedom will be dead. Liberty will be dead. The right to own property will be dead. The right to own a car will be dead. You will have no rights. You will have no rights. You will have no freedom. You will have no liberty. We have got to stop S-744. It's amnesty. It's all it is. Amnesty, along with the other craziness of what's going on, We got to do something. We got to get rid of Obamacare. Got to get rid of the IRS. Got to get rid of the Department of Education. That's if we want to be a free society. But I'm telling you, this amnesty right now is the last one. If we do not stop the amnesty, S-744, it's over. Well, please do what you can. I know I am. And I say, dear Lord, please help us. I say a prayer for our country every night. It's really all we've got left at this point. Does God still bless the USA? I don't know. With the things we've done, maybe not. Most Americans are good people, but you know what? You can't be a good person and sit on the sidelines while your country's being destroyed. So please think about that. say a prayer for our country. Remember what it means to be an American. Excuse me. And remind those who took a solemn oath to uphold the Constitution. Tell them that was their job. And when they don't do that, when they go out there and literally sell us out to a foreign entity, to the illegal invasion. When I talk about the foreign entities, I'm talking about the selling off of our highway infrastructure, our country, our monuments. When they do these things, they're traitors. We have to admit that, and we have to face it. If we don't do that, we can't fix the problem. Remember what they said. Their oath of office. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. That's what they swore to do. But they're not doing it. They are not doing it. S-744 is the illegal invasion of the United States, and for anyone to vote for it is an act of treason. And make sure you tell them that when you call. Make sure you let them know. It's an act of treason. That's what they are. And we don't appreciate it. And I'm telling you, if we don't do something to stop them, it's over. Okay, well, anyway, again, I apologize for this being somewhat of a crazy show. It's been one of those crazy days. It's rough when you work for a living. But I am glad I have a job, so I'm not complaining. That part is good. I'd rather have a job than not have one. But I would have rather my schedule been a little bit more as it's supposed to be today than what it has turned out to be. And may God bless. Please, may God still continue to bless the United States of America. Good night, everyone.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.